This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, coming up a little later on this hour, we're going to get a chance to talk about a wonderful event to support the Wenatchee Valley Humane Society. It's called the Old Dog Days Benefit Concert, and we'll get to the organizers of that here in our second half hour. First off, though, we've been mentioning Alan Walker would be here from Chelan Douglas Community Action Council. They have been putting the finishing touches on a community needs assessment, and pretty eye-opening when I took a look at what you sent out here, Alan. There is a concern of our future maybe more of a have and have-nots, and we seem to really see that being such an issue in much larger communities, but it may be foretelling for our future here as well. So tell us about, the kind of the overarching concerns that this study has found, and then we'll dive in a little bit more and how it came to be put together and what you plan to do with this. Thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely, Dave. Thank you for having me. And yes, when we were going through this process and finally finished this up, and we really did, that really was a red flag. This concept of the economic divide getting deeper, if you will. And we see some of that happening, I believe, as a result of just being a great place to live. And so we have a lot of folks retiring here. They're retiring here with a fair amount of wealth. And so that certainly is impacting that. And we also, you know, the headline not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, Wenatchee was the fastest growing job growth market in the state and right up there in the top in the country. So there's this incredible growth and job opportunities going on, and at the same time, unfortunately, we're leaving behind a big chunk of our population. Our poverty rates really have not changed very much in the last 10 years, but yet our area median income has increased significantly.
Alan Walker, by the way, is executive director of the Chelan Douglas Community Action Council. This community needs assessment, this is a report that is required of our area every 3 years.
That is correct, Dave. Every 3 years as a requirement through Congress, we are required to do a community needs assessment as part of our federal funding requirement guidelines. And so we go through this process every 3 years. I've only been with the organization a little over a year and a half now, and so this is my first time to go through the process with them. And I found it to be very fascinating and learned so much about our community that I thought I knew, but I didn't.
So there are some warning signs. We're going to touch on those. There has been improvement as well. Mm-hmm. There's also gaps in community resources and some priorities that have been identified as well. Right. How did you gather all this information? How did it all come get pulled together?
Sure. It was an exhaustive process, and we were talking just before we went online. Steve Maher, we contracted with Steve Maher to really lead the charge on this work. There were a little over 400 survey respondents. We had focus groups. We had six different focus groups, totaling about 70 or 80 people within those focus groups. Then we also conducted one-on-one interviews with another 10 or 12 folks. And we did one community forum as well at the community center, at the Wenatchee Community Center. The results of that, though, what was really fascinating, we did some demographic questions along with the survey. 40% of the folks that completed the survey reported household income below the federal poverty level, which is $25,000 for a family of four. And 65% of the respondents on our survey were below the area median income. Around $50,000 is our median income for the area. So we really felt that we did a good job of not just hearing voices, but really hearing from people that we needed to hear the challenges that they're facing every day.
So, you know, we live in a more of a rural area. I guess we might expect that our wages might be a little bit lower mm-hmm. than maybe even the statewide average. But this was alarming. A third of low-income residents say they or a family member reported skipping a meal due to finances. There's a term for that. I think it's called hunger insecurity.
Yeah, food insecurity. Interesting enough, the U.S. Department of Agriculture identifies Douglas County as a food desert. not just a community or two within Douglas County, but the entire county as a food desert. Basically, they're saying that there are a lack of resources for people to access food. And they're isolated from free food pantry opportunities or, oddly enough, just access to food in general. And you think about the abundance of produce and vegetables that we have grown here and fruit, but yet the whole county is isolated.
A third of households in Chelan and Douglas counties headed by a single parent. That's unfortunate.
It really is unfortunate. So many of our children are growing up without two adults in the household, and unfortunately that can lead to a lot of other social challenges and issues.
I was reading through some of your summary on this. We have this amazing Foothills Trail System. We've got this amazing trail system around the river. Mm-hmm. We've got all this recreation. Some of this recreation opportunity is expensive. Mm-hmm. But getting out and walking is essentially free.
Yeah.
Yet we have obesity rates that are climbing here amongst our youth. Mm-hmm. More than the statewide average?
Yes, more than statewide average. Our obesity rates for youth under the age of 17 are climbing significantly here over the last 10 years. And you're right, we have this wealth of opportunities to get out and exercise. A couple of things came out during this process. One was, yes, the opportunities are there, but accessing them is not always necessarily easy. You know, we have a really good public transportation system here, but not necessarily to trailheads. And so I think that's one of the things that Link Transit may be looking at. And even if you have a vehicle, if you really are struggling, as so many of our population is around low income, getting out and exercising isn't really necessarily a priority on your list of things to accomplish that day. It's am I going to get food on the table? How can I get a better job? How can I improve myself or my family?
Yeah, it's interesting. It becomes a real issue of priorities.
Right.
Kids ready for kindergarten. Yeah. We're lagging behind that to the statewide. That's a concern, certainly.
Yeah.
There's about 12 warning signs here, which I'm kind of jumping around on your chart here. But the kids ready, we're having problems with kids being ready for kindergarten here.
We are, and that's been an ongoing issue. The state has really implemented some feel are really restrictions to child care providers, while the quality of care, they're really trying to elevate that, but it's also setting up barriers and making it more and more difficult for child care providers to operate. And so we have, over the last 5 years, seen a significant number of child care providers going out of business, no longer operating that service. And so then that just creates that narrower window of opportunity for people to access early childhood education programs.
I think you mentioned roughly one in four youth 17 and under living in poverty here. A third of all residents are on Medicaid in our area.
Yes. Very high numbers. The one in four children living in poverty. You just had the news story on with Sir Wenatchee Valley, you know, doing the back to school food or clothing. Huge asset to our community, the Sir Wenatchee Valley program, and they're certainly one of our partners trying to address this as well.
So there have been your study identifies the needs assessment identifies some regional improvements for mm-hmm. our two county area. Number of Hispanics in higher education has risen. Public transit ridership has grown. The number of physicians has increased. Our mortality rates declining. High school graduates have risen, and the number of Hispanics in higher ed has risen. So those are all good things, but we do have some gaps in the community resources that your needs assessment identifies.
We certainly do, and there's five or six of them there that we really called attention to. One of them that we really didn't draw out, but I think it's important to mention as well, Dave, and we may talk about some of these other ones, and that really is the coordination of services. And as a network of social service organizations, as healthcare providers, as the education system, how do we do a better job of connecting with each other to be sure that when somebody walks through the door at Community Action Council, if we're not able to help them that day, how do we hold their hand to get to that correct avenue of help? And I think that's one of those areas that we didn't call out here on just the one-pager piece of it, but it really did come out that people didn't know where to turn to for help, didn't know how to access assistance. And so I think as an organization, as an agency, as a community, as a region, we need to do a better job of helping people understand that and getting that word out and doing a better job of advocating for folks needing help.
Well, we all kind of know what's going on with the housing prices here. They're going up. There are less houses being sold maybe than a year ago, but the median price is going up. But I thought this was kind of interesting that with our median home prices rising 69% since 2013, there's a lot of what's called down buying and down renting. In other words, people are buying a home, less of a home than they could otherwise afford, just because of inventory that's available. But then that's making it harder on everyone at the lower buying levels. So they're sort of forced into. So it really is kind of an impact all throughout the market. It makes it harder for folks to get into a house, maybe first-time homebuyers, right?
Yeah, it really does, and I think it's even a greater impact on people renting. We really see this in the rental market where people are renting someplace much lower than what they possibly could afford or maybe even what they would like to have. But the housing market is, as you were saying, just so limited. The inventory is so limited that it just isn't available there. And interesting enough, my wife and I just sold our home and moved into a condo, and we wanted to rent for a little while. We had the option of one condo in Wenatchee Valley to rent here just a few months ago. So that really, to me, spelled out how much of a housing crisis we really are in. Yeah.
Yeah, and then our education thing. We hear about this a lot. Our level of graduate degree employees that are here is perhaps keeping other employers from coming here. This is, my question to you is, are we in danger of becoming, and you see it covered on some of the cable news channels, if we don't remedy some of this, becoming the kinds of places that we see in some of the larger cities, where you've got this very upper class and not much in between, and then folks that are living mostly in poverty. Is that where this report suggests that we could end up if we don't remedy some of these problems?
Yes, unfortunately, that's kind of what our finding was, and that's the trajectory that we're heading on as a community. And I don't think that's the trajectory. Having a hard time getting that word out. I don't think that's the route that we want to take as a community. I think, nor is it very healthy as an economy either. Having a solid middle class is the backbone of the U.S. economy, and I think once a community really starts to separate itself out and have a less predominant middle class, it has not a positive impact.
So how will this community needs assessment be used to come up with some resources to try and fill some of these gaps? Yeah. What comes next?
Well, what comes next out of this for us as an organization is really looking internally, and we take this information and start looking at our strategic plan for the next 3 to 5 years. Where is our community saying that we as an agency need to direct our resources, that we need to focus on? How can we adjust to that demand? And that is one of the great things, one of the flexibilities of community action partnerships. We have that ability to adjust as the community needs dictate that we need to focus on. So we'll be looking at this. We'll be over the next 2 or 3 months developing our strategic plan, our focus areas for the next 3 to 5 years. And getting that in front of our board of directors and for approval upon that. We'll also be taking this report, just as we're sharing here today with your viewers, your listeners. We want to get this in front of our elected officials too. And so we have emailed the report out to all of our local and state and federal elected officials. We want them to understand what's going on here in our community. And then we also want to have the opportunity to get in front of them and have this one-on-one conversation as well.
So your needs assessment also identifies a lot of barriers to accessing social services. So whether it's even from a part of our Latino community of being afraid to ask or even share information. In fact, I noticed that was in the report that that was a concern that some aspects of our community they were afraid to share information, and so I suppose that may have impacted a little bit trying to get all the information you wanted to get. But there is a fear of sharing information.
There really is there, and I didn't realize how deep that fear is until we really started through this process and really started. Talking with folks, talking with our local Hispanic population, and understanding how deep that fear is. The survey that we did was about, I don't remember the number of questions now, about 20 questions, if my memory serves me correctly. And it was not so simple as to just email that survey out and hope to get a response. There were times when we were spending close to 30 minutes one-on-one with individuals to go through that survey and just to help them understand that we need to know what's really happening in your life to know how can we as a community help. And so it was a very time-consuming process.
We're talking with Alan Walker. He's the executive director for the Chelan Douglas Community Action Council. If you'd like to get an online version of the community needs assessment, just go to the website for community Chelan Douglas Community Action Council, which is cdcac.org. I think if you just Google, you'll get the Chelan Douglas Community Action Council website. Again, it's cdcac.org, and then you'll see a link for the community needs assessment there. Alan, what is the community Chelan, when you're not doing like this community needs assessment, what does your organization do on a year-round basis?
On a year-round basis, we have about six or seven different programs that we operate year-round. We have a housing program. We also have two affordable housing apartment complexes, one in Wenatchee, one in East Wenatchee. And then we also provide a variety of different rental assistance type of funding for individuals. We have energy assistance. That's primarily during the fall, winter months. People can come in and that are needing help with their utility bills. They can get assistance through that. We do a weatherization program. We're going into homes, improving not just the energy efficiency of the home with insulation and sealing air cracks and doors and windows, but also how do we address a health environment within the home. And so we're able to look at it, fire smoke detectors, CO2 detectors, carpeting issues, trip hazards, and things like that in a home. We provide literacy for adults. We have a literacy council, adult learning for those 18 years and over. AmeriCorps program, very strong AmeriCorps program. We have 20 folks that are going to be going off into various avenues of service here in our community starting next month. So a strong AmeriCorps member service program. What else? Oh, food distribution center. Can't forget about that one. We're going to be distributing, it looks like this year for 2019, close to 2 million pounds of food throughout Chelan and Douglas County. And that's about 120,000 to 150,000 pounds per month that we're delivering.
Here in the food desert.
Here in the food desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is amazing with in an agriculture area that we're considered a food desert. Food and desert. That, again, if you missed that earlier in our discussion, that the food banks around here are maybe only open a couple of days a week, mm-hmm. and yet we have so many people that report being hungry.
Yes.
And worried about where their next meal is, and you know, we just don't have enough food bank operations, right, to serve the need here, and so yeah. we're termed to be a food desert. That's a
food desert.
I've never heard that one before.
Yes, it's just as it sounds. Just not the access there, isolation. And you mentioned the food pantries that are operating here. You know, there's a couple that operate in Wenatchee. You know, a couple hours a week really is all that they're open. And so East Wenatchee does not have a food pantry. Rock Island does. So there definitely are areas for opportunity.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share while we have you here? We brought you in to kind of explain a little bit more about this community needs assessment and when and folks, how they can access it and kind of the next steps from here. But while we have you here, anything else you wanted to give an update on?
You know, we're doing really good as an agency. Community Action Council, been here since 1965. It's a strong organization. We have great staff, and if folks are on the air and they're looking for help in their life with some way or another, if they're needing some assistance, come by and see us. If you're interested in on the other side, if you have some time and you want to support your community through volunteering, come by and see us as well.
Yeah, where's your office at?
We are in a little neighborhood down South Wenatchee area on Lewis Street. We're at the corner of Lewis and Cascade.
Okay.
Here in Wenatchee.
Well, they're there to help. Chelan Douglas Community Action Council, 620 Lewis Street in Wenatchee. We appreciate the visit today and the update on this community needs assessment. Alan Walker, the Executive Director, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
If you love animals and want to help out with a big fundraising concert that's coming up here in a few weeks, wait till you hear from our next two guests. We'll talk about the old dogs, I love this name of this, the old dog days benefit concert. We're kind of in the dog days of summer here, but we're going to visit with Rebecca Heffron and Brad Pettit next on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Thanks for joining us on The Agenda today. We want to let you know about an event that I hadn't realized had already happened a couple times before, the Old Dog Days Benefit Concert at the Sunshine Ranch. And we have Rebecca Heffron and Brad Pettit from the Sunshine Ranch. This is an important fundraiser for the Wenatchee Valley Humane Society. Rebecca, Brad, thanks for joining us today. We sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So I don't know where I've been. I've been in a cave or something, and I didn't realize you'd already done this twice before. But
yes, we have.
The third annual is coming up on Thursday, September 12th. And you've got a great event, and I can't believe I've missed out on this. Who wants to kind of give us the big thumbnail? You've got some great entertainment, some great food, and all for a great cause.
The entertainment is Junk Belly, and the food is coming from Sweetwood Barbecue and Dilly Deli. It's going to be a wonderful event.
Well, you've already got an A-plus event right there.
Yes, yes.
Say no more. So this is going to be on Thursday night. Dinner music starts about 5:30 and goes till about 9 o'clock. You've got an ambitious goal, but such a worthy cause.
Yes, our goal is $10,000, and 100% of it goes to the Humane Society to help with spaying neuter.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Who kind of came up with the idea? Again, this is the third annual. What was kind of the inspiration behind this?
Oh, this was Lisa Pettit, who is co-owner of the Sunshine Ranch. She also does hair. So when she was doing my hair a couple of times, we've always talked about how we need to start something for the Humane Society. And we especially like to help old dogs. They don't get the attention that they deserve. So, and we love old dogs. Yeah. So we decided to start a fundraiser and call it Old Dog Days.
The third annual Old Dogs Day benefit concert at the Sunshine Ranch. If you're not familiar with that, Brad, tell us a little about your facility.
Sunshine Ranch primarily is a wedding venue, but also we do private events, corporate parties, and everything else.
And where are you located at?
We are located out on Easy Street. You want an address?
Yeah, give us an address. I have a feeling people have driven by many times, don't realize maybe they're driving right by. I've been there to an event before.
Oh, have you?
You've got a wonderful facility, but tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, we have an acre and a half, an old barn, a big deck, lots of lighting, you know, wedding-style stuff, but it works really well for just about anything, especially with concerts.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. So out on Easy Street, we're at 2265 Easy Street, and we have, like, this big row of willows, so it's really secluded in the middle of an orchard. Really nice setting. So
first off, if you're looking for sponsorships or to get folks involved, I guess the number one thing, we want to sell some tickets. So how do you get tickets to this?
Absolutely, we want to sell some tickets.
Yeah, tickets are going to be available starting August 23rd online. You can get them at the sunshineranch.wedding website. Also, they'll be available on the Wenatchee Humane Society's website.
And how much do they cost?
Tickets are $40 for adults and $20 for children 12 and under. And then we do have a bundle for a table of eight people with a little bit of a discount on there for $300.
And you said all the proceeds are going to go to the Humane Society?
It's been fully sponsored, so 100% of the proceeds go to the Humane Society. And we want to make sure that you know, that everybody knows, that the $40 includes the food and entertainment. There's no extra when you get there. The only extra there would be is the silent auction.
Wonderful.
Yes, you've
really put together a great event.
Yeah, we are very excited about it. In the silent auction, there are baskets from many of the local businesses that have helped us.
We are talking with Rebecca Heffron and Brad Pettit, who, along with his wife Lisa, own the Sunshine Ranch. And Rebecca is kind of helping coordinate this, put this all together. I don't want you to get in trouble. Dockhouse Motorsports and Town Toyota have been big sponsors of this as well, sponsoring your music stage. Tell us about any other sponsors that you want to thank right now as well.
Other sponsors include the Weinstein Beverage Company. They'll be providing soft drinks and water for people. Eastmont Family Dental, Black Diamond Sports Therapy, and also, of course, Firehouse Pet Shop. They've been real friendly to us for the last, three years.
Yeah, they've helped in all 3 years.
Actually, a lot of these are repeat sponsors for the last 3 years, so we totally thank them for everything that they've done for us, because they're the ones that actually make this happen or possible for us to get good bands. And
indeed, you've got Junk Belly. You've also got Eden Moody.
Has
joined the cause as well.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
And Sweetwood Barbecue. This all starts. The doors open at 5 o'clock on Thursday, September 12th, and then at 5 p.m. Then the music starts along with dinner about 5:30. Your ticket covers all of that. What kinds of can you whet our appetite with some of the silent auction? You said it was a silent auction?
Yeah.
Silent auction items?
Silent auction. I do have a chocolate from Chocolat. Ooh. And we're going to have from River House Cigar Bar. And let me see.
She's got a thick book there to put this event together, I'm sure. Somewhere in those notes are all the different items. Are you still looking for items that folks would like to
absolutely
donate to the auction?
If you want to donate items that can be in a basket, we would love to talk to you. We also have something from Animal Hospital, from Auto Mocha. They gave a wonderful basket last year, a basket from Firehouse Pet Shop, Doghouse Brewery, yeah, and some more.
So we're calling on all pet lovers, if you really appreciate the work that the Wenatchee Valley Humane Society performs and serves for our community and for the animals. You sure want to get some tickets. Again, get the tickets online at starting, you said, the 23rd, Brad? August,
yes.
23rd? At the sunshineranch.wedding. That's your website, and get the tickets there. And also at Firehouse Pets, did I hear correct?
Wenatchee Humane Society.
At the Humane Society.
Online for them.
At their website, you can get tickets there. Your ticket includes dinner and the entertainment.
Absolutely.
And all the proceeds go to support the Humane Society, because this event has already been fully sponsored.
Yeah. Barbecue, blues, drinks, and dogs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who can say no to that?
So yeah, it's going to be fun.
So how have the first two
They were wonderful. They were wonderful. The music was great. The food was amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is going to be the best of the best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so this event's really starting to really kind of
take off.
Full speed ahead. And,
yeah,
so,
we're excited about it. It's been taking off really well.
Well, good for you. Again, this all kind of started with you getting your hair done by Brad's wife. Can we support? So I take it you're a dog lover, too?
I love dogs. I help at the Humane Society here, and I also help bring sometimes other dogs up here to get homes from other states.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, kill shelters.
Tell us about that experience.
I have helped dogs in California and a couple from New Mexico and some in Texas to come up to Washington and get homes, and I foster as well.
Oh, wow. Have you actually gone and helped transport them up here?
What I do is I I meet the transporter over in Cleellum, and I bring them over for the Humane Society or else myself to foster and then help them find homes.
That's wonderful. Good for you. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, I love it. It's so rewarding. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, our Wenatchee Valley Humane Society is a no-kill shelter. That's not true of all shelters.
Oh, no, not all shelters. A lot of shelters in California, in New Mexico, in Texas. There's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, there are on average 200 chihuahuas put down a week because they don't have homes.
Yeah, that's I've watched there have been shows on like Animal Planet and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There have been shows and series, and they're really remarkable folks that do this, and you're one of them. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
So, again, we want to remind folks to get their tickets if you'd like to attend the third annual Dog Days Benefit Concert. Is there an expected attendance? Is there kind of a limit on tickets, anything like that?
Yeah, we have we can hold about 300 people max, so tickets are limited.
Okay, so don't miss out. Get your tickets. Anything else you want to add to the conversation here, Rebecca?
That we're going to have a great time, and it's going to be great music and great food, and we definitely want you to know that the food and entertainment comes in the money, in the ticket.
That's a great value. Brad, while we have you here as well, the Sunshine Ranch is a great wedding venue. We came here to talk about this, but I've been out to your place, and it's really neat. I was out there for a special event that was neither wedding nor something like this, but it's really a love the barn. It's very rustic and just a really neat setting. So thank you for hosting this out there as well.
Of course. Oh, can I add just one more thing?
Go right ahead, please.
The parking situation.
Oh, yeah, the shuttle. You got a shuttle.
Yeah, we have a shuttle bus. All parking for the concert will be taking place on the grass at the Hot Rod Cafe, which is only a mile down the street, right there on the corner of Monitor, that bridge and in the highway. So that's really important that I just want to get out there. So all parking is there, then we'll shuttle you up, and then you have fun, then we'll shuttle you back down to your cars.
Yeah, so just basically parking far west end of Easy Street there, across from Boswell's, there at the Hot Rod Cafe.
Yeah, and we'll have signs and parking attendants down there to help.
Okay.
Well, so, guide.
Well, I think you thought of everything.
And can I add one more thing? I have been picking huckleberries, and so we are going to have fresh local huckleberries for huckleberry wine slushies and possibly a couple of pies. So that will be fun.
So is there a website for the overall event for people who would like more information or if they'd like to get in touch with either of you? What's the best way to do that?
Well, through our website, thesunshineranch.wedding. We also will have a Facebook event page where you can get a hold of the co-host or ourselves.
Okay. So, again, third annual Old Dog Days Benefit Concert at the Sunshine Ranch is coming up on Thursday, September 12th. Doors open at 5, dinner and music starting at 5:30, goes till about 9, and again, your $40 ticket, kids 12 and under, just $20, $300 if you want to get a big group together for a table of 8, and that's a great deal right there. So, and all to support Wenatchee Valley spay and neuter program. So,
absolutely.
Thank you for putting this together. It's a great event.
You're welcome.
And thanks for being our guest today on The Agenda.
And thank you for having us.